These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, welcome to the Kashi Tapes podcast. John Hewlett and Favaz.
Hi.
We got an interview that you just recently did with guitarist Joe Bonamassa.
Yes, he'll be here November 11th, 2023 at the Fabulous Fox Theater. And I've liked Joe for a long time. I've seen him only once. And he just produced a friend of mine's record, which we get into in the beginning. And he's a great guy. He talks a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah. He's a good guy. And, here we go.
All right.
Favaz here with Joe Bonamassa, one of the best guitar players of our generation. Joe, welcome to Kashi.
Thanks, man. You know, I've been coming on this station since 1993. This will be 30 years.
Wow.
The first time I was on Kashi.
Wow.
I
don't remember him being in the station at all.
Really?
In 93. Do you?
No, I've never interviewed him. I've never. If anybody would have interviewed him, it probably was you. It would have been you.
Well, not in 93. I was still part-time, but I don't. And he names a band that he was with here in a second. Maybe you'll recognize the name of the band.
Okay, yeah, let's see.
First time I was on Kashi was on one of those, I think now kind of, it's a relic of a bygone era. Those old-fashioned major label radio tours where, you know,
yes,
show up with the acoustic guitars and play our single during the drive time. And in hopes that you would keep playing our single after we left. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But you guys always played it. So I appreciate it. So 30 years of friendship. I'm on.
Well, unreal. And I was host at the pageant for the Laura Zito Scholarship Fund. Mike Zito was there. He had to leave, and I've known Mike for over 20 years now, and he had to leave because you were producing his new record that's going to come out here in a little while, along with Josh Smith. He had to leave early, and that was a cool reason enough for me, for him to leave, you know?
Yeah. I believe the event was on a Sunday night. We started Monday morning.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. And, you know, God bless Mike. I've known him for a long time. He's one of the nicest, kindest, most talented people I've ever been around. And, you know, the thing of, you know, it was so tragic what happened to his wife. He is super strong for his family. And
what happened?
Tell
some people who Mike Zito is.
Man. Well, Mike Zito is a guitar player, and he had a band back in the 90s that I used to see at Boomers and all over the Landing when the Landing was still hip. And, you know, I became really good friends with Mike, and he married his wife, Laura, and Laura, succumbed to pancreatic cancer just a couple months ago, and it was really sad.
Yeah.
In spite of, like, this tremendous adversity, and it's inspiring to see how he's rising from the ashes and, you know, starting a new chapter in his life, and it's obviously, you know, very, very tough on him.
It is, and she died of, for those that don't know, she died of pancreatic cancer, and, they were married a good long time, so.
Married a good long time, and, you know, they have two beautiful children, it's very, very sad because it came on. She was so young.
Yeah.
It came on so fast, you know. Yeah, so the lesson in all of this is you got to live every day to the fullest, you know, and never look back.
Very true. We're speaking with Joe Bonamassa, who will be at the Fabulous Fox Theater on Saturday, November 11th. You're in support of your new record that you've got coming out, Joe, called Blues Deluxe 2. There was a Blues Deluxe 1. 2 has got 2 new songs, 8 cover songs. Tell us about that record.
All right, so the thing is, when we did Blues Deluxe...
You got a hole in your shirt.
Where?
Right there.
Oh. Right near my
right there.
Right near my right nipple.
Right, your right breast. Your breastuses.
Okay, I won't wear that anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think you would wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Luck. There was no guarantee there would be another record, let alone a second volume of Blues Deluxe. And when we did it, I wanted, you know, we did the second one. I just said, well, I want to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the first record that really kind of started getting traction for me. And I also wanted to, you know, just do a new group of songs.
Right.
And ask the question, like, am I a better singer? Am I a better singer now than I was? Am I a better guitar player than I was? Am I a better musician than I was? And, you know, I mean, you know, I was prepared for the answer either way, you know. But, you know, I couldn't have sang these songs 20 years ago.
Why not? Why not? Because you just don't feel them like you do now, or you are a better singer and whatever, you know?
I'm a better singer now, and I was a different singer 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I would just get one melody and just shout it in key. You know, now I've you know, been able to use more light.
Now my hearing is going bad. Did he say I just shouted in P?
In key.
Oh, in key. Okay.
Not shade P. And control my voice a lot more. And that to me has always been, you know, that's just, you know, step and repeat. Stuff like that.
You say P again?
Step and repeat.
Oh, repeat.
Yes.
Okay, gosh, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I see. So you also started what I think is really cool, the Journeyman LLC. You've started an LLC with your business partner, your manager, and you know, you take independent artists and you shine a light on them, if you will. Tell us.
Shine a light.
That's you, man.
That's Michael Fenley, Shine a Light, KC Classic.
Oh, about that thing.
Well, basically, you know, Journeyman LLC is, well, LLC is a corporation, but it's not part of the name.
Right.
Basically, it's, you know, we're working with Joanne Shaw Taylor, who's very talented, and we're working with Robert John the Wreck, and those also a very talented band. And, you know, we're experimenting with taking other artists, not just myself, and you know, and putting them into a vertical integration where the merchandise, the record, the records, the touring, everything is under one roof.
Yep.
And the concert promotion and everything. And that's something we've done for the last 15 or 17 years, on our own. And it's worked. And this is us using that model with other artists to, it's, you know, proof of concept, you know, cause I mean, I am the,
you want to know how much Joe Bonamassa is worth?
I'm going to guess 5 million
more,
10 million
more.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's done he you know, books his own shows. He does the merch, you know, what he was just talking about and blah, 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 blah for himself.
Yeah. He doesn't sell a lot of records, though.
No, he doesn't.
Well, that's not how they make their money anymore these days.
Right.
It's about touring.
Yeah.
25 million.
20 million.
20 million.
20 million.
Yeah.
You know, I am the proof of concept. So it does work.
Right.
You know, I mean, nobody was going to invite us to the Fox Theater, so we invited us.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you say to young guitar players? I mean, you were founded, you know, when you were super young, you play with BB King. I've seen video of that. What advice do you have for the real young guitarists out there?
You got to be yourself. You got to be yourself. I mean, you know, there's only one BB King. There's only, you know, one Eric Clapton or, you know, name, you know, insert name here. You have to be yourself.
Insert name here.
And you have to try to find your own lane. And, you know, the good
thing. You can do that with most of our podcasts. Just, you know, insert your name in many places. Mm-hmm. And that's worked. So, you know, personalize it. Why not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about all of this is, you know, the good thing about it is that, you know, the young people today, are playing as good as is a gift at a very young age, you know. Mm-hmm. And I kind of did the deep dive with this, and I was like, well, why are these kids getting so good so fast? And I was like, well, they have access to more information than we did.
Yeah, that's with everything, sports, golf,
young. I was going to say that, but I thought it, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
In the 80s, we had cassettes and records. And, you know, and we stick quarters on the records and try to slow them down and skip them so they don't skip. And then skip back to the part you're trying to learn. Now you just, if you want to learn a song, if you want to learn a solo, you want to learn anything, you just literally type it into a Google search. And there's going to be somebody online that's going to be able to teach that to you or fundamentals. The amount of information... the amount of information that's available now compared to when I was growing up is exponentially larger.
Right.
And, you know, so my advice to any guitar player, and this is hard advice to take, easy to say, hard to put into practical application, is don't hate on others for what they have. Just concentrate on where you want to be. But I know that's very hard for guitar players to put that in a practical application. We are the cattiest, like gossip riddled, community in the damn world. You know, guitar players make the Kardashians look like some monks living in Tibet. as far as civility. But my advice is you have to take those urges and just go listen.
I thought you were talking about radio for a second, Joe.
It's the same thing in radio. Yeah. It's the same thing in any
endeavor.
Any form of creative space that is subjective. You know,
there's
some people that love the way I play guitar. Some people can't stand it. I don't know why some people love it. I don't know why some people hate it that much.
I don't care. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what am I supposed to do? There's nothing that I'm going to do to change that's going to.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Or you'll miss it wrong. Oh. And then you may alienate the fans that have been with you 35 years. So.
I've never seen Joe Bonamassa.
He's great.
Yeah, that's what I
hear.
He's
a really good guitar player. Yeah. And I saw him at Stiefel Theater a few years ago. He was awesome.
I think of that.
All right. So, Joe, let me ask you real quick here. I know after the first of the year, you're going to play Royal Albert Hall. You've done it before. It's in London. It's a iconic venue, really. You had Eric Clapton there the last time, I believe. Is he your all-time?
No, we had him there in 2009.
Okay.
I mean, we've done it 13 times. But I'm very much looking forward to it coming back.
So is he your favorite guitar player of all time?
He's my favorite singer, songwriter, and guitar player.
Wow! So he's the man.
He gets the trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Although,
as far as songwriters go, I mean, I don't think Eric Clapton wrote a lot of his. I mean, he wrote a decent amount, but many of the songs that you know about Eric Clapton that are famous songs, he didn't write. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you about Beth Hart, who you made a few records with. She really recently had to postpone her tour because she had some issues. She's going back out on the road now. Do you see in the future you and her making another record, you playing the guitar and her singing and it was great stuff. So Beth Hart is a great singer. She had some mental issues. She's had some addiction problems in the past. She hasn't had them in a while, but the mental part was kind of out of nowhere. She postponed her tour that was supposed to be at the Factory in Chesterfield like a week before she was scheduled to play.
Issues.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she is she's rescheduled them now for after the first of the year, I believe. So anyway, she's a great singer.
Yeah.
Well, we did three albums and we did a live record. To me, I think that ship has sailed in my mind.
Yeah.
Because we're in different spots in our careers and lives. And when we did the collaboration in 2011 or 12, I was 12. And, you know, it was like, this would be kind of cool, you know, just to see what happened. And then it resonated and people loved it. And then we did a couple, two more records, and we did a mini tour and a DVD. And I was like, okay, we did it. You know, it wasn't based on original music, you know, so they were cover records, but they were real vehicles for her voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a crack band, and it was, you know, it was just one of those things where it worked for a while. And I think that, to me, honestly, I think that ship has sailed.
Okay. Good enough. One final thing. Tell us about, what are your memories of St. Louis? You have played all over the place. I've been at KSHE for 33 years, and people have
said, oh my God.
Yeah, people have said, you got to see Joe Bonamassa in the Duck Room at Blueberry Hill. You know, he's a great player.
I played there.
You know, and I saw you at Stiefel Theater finally, years ago. And you were awesome. But what are your memories of St. Louis?
Oh, I mean, we've had some great adventures in St. Louis. You know, it's everything from the Duck Room to, you know, the Pageant. It's a great room in St. Louis. You know, I mean, the Fabulous Fox. I mean, you can't walk on stage at the Fox and not think of Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. I mean, this is one of the greatest Rocky films of all time. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, my memories go back to, like we said, coming into your station in 1993 with Barry Oakley Jr., and I was in a band called Bloodline in our EMI.
I don't remember that band.
I don't either.
Barry Oakley Jr. Yeah. and Bloodline. I don't.
Yeah.
So
Barry Oakley Jr., the son of Barry Oakley, longtime member of the Allman Brothers, who died in a motorcycle accident.
Thank you, John Hewitt. Yes.
Radio Plugger was eagerly trying to get his ads and plays and spins, and you know, I mean, we go back so long, and it doesn't seem like 30 years ago because it just doesn't, but it really was 30 years ago, I've been, you know, very lucky that St. Louis has been so nice to me.
Boy, we have, and you deserve it. So, once again, November 11th, it's a Saturday. Joe Bonamassa will be at the Fox Theater. You have to see him. And, Joe, want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, and good luck with the Blues Deluxe 2 record and the tour and the whole bit.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, there you have Joe Bonamassa with Favaz.
That's it. He's just a good player.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I couldn't tell you one Joe Bonamassa song.
Right.
Can you name anything that he has ever stuck out that he's done?
You know, I used to listen to him quite a bit on Apple Music.
Yeah.
His records.
Yeah.
And with Beth Hart, I have those records. Now, yeah. I have, you know, you're putting me on the spot right now. And I can't name any of them, but I would recognize them off.
If you heard one, you'd know it. Okay,
absolutely.
Right. And I blame myself because I never bothered to really delve into his catalog and listen to his music.
He'll be great.
But I know
one
thing: he's a hell of a guitar player, and that draws a lot of people to see him just do what he does.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And just follow me. AMF.
Okay, I'm going to follow you right out the door now. Here you go. Open the door.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.